All right, yesterday stocks traded lower after four winning weeks in a row, and right now traders believe that the Fed is done raising rates. But this morning, the consumer confidence report was released. So how are the markets reacting, and how does this affect our positions? Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, and today is Tuesday, November 28th. And this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets, and now we are trading it. If this is your first time here, welcome. I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Houghton. We are real traders who trade live accounts, so therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And Mark, what should we say? Fireworks in the markets? Not really.
I don't know what fireworks you've been doing, but these aren't fireworks for me. Just quiet, lackluster markets. But I mean, Marcus, it's almost like you have to expect this type of movement after what we've seen in November.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at months to date where we stand, I mean, I wrote it down. It's kind of crazy. Let me just look it up here really quick. So the Dow is up 6.9%, the S&P 8.5%, and the NASDAQ 10.8%. I mean, we can't continue this way until the end of the year and just every single month go up another 10% in the NASDAQ. I mean, that's kind of crazy. So, I mean, at some point, this really super impressive four-week rally, which, by the way, happened right after the 10-year yield hit this dreaded 5%, and then it was pulling back, and the market just decided, woohoo, let's rally. I mean, this can't go on forever, and we also need to pull back into the stake zone.
That would be good for you. I mean, I think if anything, this move that we've had the last couple of days is impressive, because after such a sharp rally, we're just hanging in there and not pulling back sharply.
Yeah, and we see yesterday it was a diddling day. This is where we ended on Friday on the shortened trading day. Then at first moved lower, higher. Then, hey, positive for the day, moved a little bit lower. So we ended the day negative. But I mean, overall, this is nothing. And then today, very similar. At first, pushing lower. Right now, moving higher, but still pretty much around the unchanged mark.
Yeah, and we're just kind of mixed. There's some green, there's some red. If you look at the heat map, it's just no real direction at this point. And it just shows that traders are kind of waiting for what comes next.
Yeah, because if you look at the economic calendar, I mean, this morning we had the consumer confidence being released and the home price index. No surprises here with the home price index. I mean, this is month over month increasing by 0.6%. But this is where everybody pays attention to, okay, where are we year over year? And this goes back to, is inflation under control, right? And this is where in the previous month, it was 2.1 and everybody said, okay, that's not going to happen. So home prices are still increasing, 4% expected, 3.9% actually coming in, kind of with what we are seeing in line with the consumer price index, the producer price index, where we are right now probably at around 4% annual inflation rate, which is still above the Fed's 2% target, but at least we are no longer at 8 or 9%.
Exactly. And, you know, it's interesting because even though most still expect a recession coming our way, the increase in consumer confidence coming in a little better than expected. And so far, the retail sector has done pretty well with the sales in what we've seen with Cyber Monday and Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. We clearly have a few winners there. Wayfair. I mean, Wayfair really yesterday up, what was it? I think we were up, let me just see, 8% or something like this. Today, another 2.5%. I mean, Wayfair doing really well. Shopify for the Cyber Monday, as you said, really doing well today, taking on What is it? Another 4.5. But yesterday, I think it was a really good day. Let me see if I can zoom into yesterday. Don't really see it there. Do you have the numbers of yesterday? It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I was looking kind of big picture here. The 5-day Thanksgiving shopping spree brought in 38 billion, which was a 7.8% year-over-year gain. So compared to last year, there's more money being spent, and that's 109.3 billion spent online since the start of November, which is 7.3% higher than last year. So some nice numbers.
Yeah. But we also see that a lot of this is on credit. So here we have Affirm. This is the buy now, pay later. And we see that they are having a really nice boost. I mean, they have almost doubled in the month of November here. If you look at where they were in the beginning of November, and now they're up 90%. Which going back to the story, yes, consumer confidence is there. Consumers are spending, but right now, they're delaying the payment for it. That's what we see here with Affirm.
Yeah, that's a huge move for Affirm, and I saw that they did get an upgrade to hold from Jefferies today, so that's kind of helping things out a little bit. That upgrade came with word saying that recent evidence of stabilizing cost of capital and capital markets activity, credit performance, and ongoing momentum in adoption rates is helping. So bottom line is they think that okay, the situation is improving compared to what we might have seen a month ago.
All right. So going back to the 5-minute chart of the S&P 500. So we see that today, not a whole lot was happening. Then we saw right here the consumer confidence was released, but that didn't really move the market. Did you see what caused this move right now?
Tell me, Marcus.
Well, it is Fed members speaking. We have a few Fed members speaking, and there is Fed member Waller,
That's
who
right.
expressed confidence that the policy is in the right place to bring down inflation. In his words, he's increasingly confident that the policy is currently well positioned to slow the economy and get inflation back to 2%. What does it mean in plain English? He believes that they should be done raising interest rates and that over time, inflation will go back down to 2% with interest being where they are right now.
Yeah, that kind of supports what I've been thinking, that the Fed is done. And hey, I'm not a genius here, because that's going in line with what everybody else thinks as well. When we look at Fed funds futures, that the Fed is done, and now it's just a matter of when they cut rates, when they pull back.
Right. So right now we see that on the next meeting that's happening in 16 days, so basically 15 days actually, tomorrow in 2 weeks, probabilities that they keep rates the same 96%. That's what traders are expecting right now. And not a whole lot has changed here. Traders are still expecting that sometime in 2024, probably in May, they will start cutting rates. Again, I'm more in the June camp here. So June, July, I think it will be in the second half of the year.
Yeah, I'm all for another stake, but I think that there's the potential to keep rates higher longer than expected, but not raising at this point.
Dude, I mean, I can't send you any more steaks. The first thing I need to do is get you a bigger freezer.
Well, hey, there's the steak zone. We never know where we'll end up by the end of the year. I'm still liking that call on your end, but gosh, we're just kind of drifting outside of that zone, Marcus. I don't know. I think my,
No. We're pulling back again. I think we'll be fine. We'll see.
I might need a bigger freezer, though.
Hey, this is a very narrow range. I mean, if I hit the narrow range, I must say I believe I am a genius because I called it right here when everybody said, I mean, maybe it will go up to 4,400. I said, nope, 4,500 plus
Yeah,
minus.
I remember some comments on YouTube. These guys saying the markets are going to go higher again, saying they're going to go higher. Well, hey, how you like me now?
Boom. Told you so. All right. Let's take a look at our positions and see what's happening here. And first up in our portfolio, CSIQ. And I mean, CSIQ Still looking for a rescue mission. This morning, at first, it looked like they were pushing lower and we were interested in flying a rescue mission at 19, but now they're higher for the day. Again, fueled by, okay, interest rates being done, raising rates. That's positive news for the solar industry, especially CSIQ here.
Yeah, and during our mastermind call this morning, we were talking about it. You know, there just wasn't enough premium at the 19 mark to get me excited about doing that rescue. I'm still interested here. I'm just trying to time it in a way that makes sense. There might have been, you know, 40 cents at the 20 level, and that was when we were about 11, 12 cents in the money because we were below 20. Maybe you get 10 cents at 19 early on that dip, but at this point, just waiting and watching, and we have not sold more puts.
Yeah. All right. NEE, on the other hand, we never were able to do a rescue mission there. If we were, we would probably get to a point where we could sell calls. But here we have more like a dip, and then not really a V shape, but whatever you call this kind of letter, right? Recovery. So this is looking good today, moving higher, up 1% right now, 0.96%. But yeah, we need to take out the 62 level here. That's the next level.
Yeah. Yeah, highs there before that recent pullback, but the trend line is intact. So liking that move.
Yeah, the trend line. Here it is. And again, we are drawing trend lines with crayons and not with pencils. Okay, PNC. I mean, PNC also, I like this, that we are hanging in there after we made this massive move. And I mean, the next level to take out is really the 136, 137 level, which is your cost basis and my break even. So really, really getting close to, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, being able to sell calls here.
Yeah, I mean, this is where I'm really liking this move. And even though we're a little quiet here, just holding up nicely. My break even is 129.35, so we're right around that mark. And then, like I said, cost basis for me is 136. So above its 50-day and 200-day moving average, let's stay up here and rally. Next leg up.
Let's do it. UPS, another one up today again. And here, I mean, this is super interesting. We talked about it with our masterminds this morning. Previous support becomes resistance, and this is right here at around the 152. Previously we had it here as support, right now resistance. So we need to break through the 152, and I do believe that this can happen as early as next week.
I think so. A little bit of a down day yesterday, but some a decent move higher so far, and let's just see this one continue.
Well, plus, we are getting a dividend this week. In a couple of days, we're getting $1.62 in dividends because we were shareholders. So this reduces then our break even a little bit further. I mean, for me, my break even is at 152.14. So this brings it down to what, 150? Math on live TV never works out. Well, it brings it down by $1.62. There you go. That's all
that works.
I'm going to do here. All right. And then my little ExxonMobil trade from yesterday doing really, really well. So yesterday I sold the 102 put and I sold it for 70 cents. Right now, I do believe that I'm getting close to 80% of max profits. Let's just hop over there and see where the 102 is right now trading. Oh, yeah. Look at this. 21 by 22 cents. If we are moving down to 14 cents, I'm taking profits at 80%. That would be a quick one-day trade.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, this is the one that got away for me. I was looking at the 101 trying to get 45 cents. And yesterday we took out the morning lows. It looked like we might be drifting lower and I might have gotten a fill, but I was trying to get 45 cents. I think we came back to about 40, but not filled at that 45.
Yeah, that's super interesting because it at first it was moving lower, right? This is when I sold the 70. And even though later in the day we moved below that level where I sold it, the premium just wasn't there anymore.
Yeah, you know, this is where there are some traders that you kind of have that some ideas passed along from time to time. And one of those ideas that I think is hogwash is don't trade in the first 30 minutes of the day because that's amateur hour. Well, hey, it might be amateur. That's the thing. As professionals, we're trying to take advantage of the premium available. And when there's volatility at the open, you're getting better prices. And this is a perfect example. First 15 minutes of the session, ExxonMobil gave us great premium. Even though it fell lower during the lunch hour, it wasn't back at the levels that we had in the morning. So I think there's plenty of opportunity there at the open in that first 15, 20 minutes of the day.
I absolutely agree. I love trading. I mean, that's usually our sweet spot. I want to say most of our trades, probably at least 80% of our trades are being done in the first 15 minutes of the open. Wouldn't you agree? And probably 90% of the trades in the first 30 minutes.
I would agree.
Easy, easy. All right, so where do we stand? The S&P 500 has found some more resistance right there where we had yesterday's high, so not yet breaking through. What do you expect for the remainder of the day?
You know, just like yesterday where I thought we kind of drift and not have a whole lot of momentum but finish negative, I think that right now we've kind of set the tone for the session. I think we will end positive, but not by a lot, just slightly positive based on where we're at right now.
It seems so because honestly, it seems that right now everybody is waiting, first of all, for tomorrow, the GDP, just to see, okay, is our economy still strong or are we going into a recession? And after the previous month, 4.9 increase right now, I mean, the economy, you just mentioned it. I mean, Black Friday and Cyber Monday was a success. So it doesn't seem that consumers are pulling back in their spending. So this is an important number tomorrow just to see, are we going into a recession or not? And then, of course, the core PCE price index on Thursday. And since consumer confidence today didn't reveal any surprises, it seems that right now we might be diddling along for another day until we see these numbers hopefully moving the markets tomorrow.
That is correct.
Yeah. No, because I mean, honestly, with the VIX, the volatility index being at these low levels below 13, I mean, this is just kind of crazy. This is where there's not a lot of premium in there. I mean, it works. We found a trade yesterday with XOM. I might be able to close it today. We were keeping an eye on Oxy and XOM again today, but since they're moving higher, no new trade. But hey, there's always possibilities. That's what we have seen. There was actually one of our mastermind members brought it up today, CarMax, KMX, that actually came up on the scanner. And looks pretty decent, don't you think?
Yeah, I have a personal opinion about this one, not a big fan, but as far as an opportunity, yes. And if you want to own CarMax, I think it's decent. I was looking at Oxy, but yeah, you want to look at the numbers there?
Yeah, I mean, this is where we see, okay, they have solid revenue numbers. They're profitable. It seems that their profits are shrinking a little bit in 2023. P ratio of 22, we like that, below 50. They are paying a dividend, it seems, $10 billion market cap. So, I mean, the fundamentals look good, but I agree with you. I don't like their business model. This is why I don't want to have it in my portfolio. Oxy, on the other hand, I mean, this is something Warren Buffett has in his portfolio. What's good for Warren Buffett is probably good for us, don't you think?
At least it's worth the consideration, and we see that the Buffett effect is real. Once there was news that Berkshire Hathaway was investing and buying up shares of Oxy, there was that nice rally and strong support there. I think the 59 looked decent, but I was aiming for the 58, and there just wasn't enough premium.
I agree. So not a whole lot going on with the markets diddling along here. Let's see if we can make new highs. I agree that probably today is the day where we end positive. So let's see what happens. Hey, if you're enjoying the show, do us a favor and give us a like. We really appreciate all of your likes. And if you find this helpful, please share it with somebody. There's a share button right below this video here. share it with others who might find this helpful. If this is your first time here, welcome. If you like it, click the subscribe button and then hit the little notification bell. This is the one that you want to hit, because this way you get notified whenever we go live. Well, we'll be back here tomorrow. And until then, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.